This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Well, hello everyone. Welcome again to another edition of The Happy Station for listeners all around the world via shortwave, FM, medium wave, internet streaming, podcast and everything else. I think we're on almost every format. The only one I think that maybe we should add at some point is satellite, because that's the only, that seems to be the only one that is sort of missing. Anyway, it's nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. It's just after 100 UTC, which is Wednesday evening in North America. But it is very early in the morning here in Taiwan, and I'm actually right now, let me pull it over, on my second cup of coffee for the day. And if you think it's something else, no, it really is coffee. And this is a coffee that was actually an interesting one that was given to me from a friend of mine, which is from, it's from Vietnam. And for those who've never had Vietnamese coffee, you should try it at some point, because it is very interesting. All right, we actually have a number of things to get to today. I have some information that we have to get out. We have our listener's corner. And also, we're going to be doing the first drawing today for one of those two shortwave radios that I am giving away. The contest is closed, but you can still keep your letters coming in, and I'll explain more about that later on. But for the show at 100 UTC, we'll be announcing the first winner for the ATS-606A, and at 1500 today, we're going to be announcing the second winner for the ATS-909. So stay tuned for that, and of course, much, much more. Anyway, let's kick off with a piece of music. Here is Chris de Burgh and The Traveler, right here on the Happy Station Show. Chris DeBerg and The Traveler, our first piece of music on this edition of The Happy Station for the 2nd of July, 2009. Now, as you know, for those people who have been tuning in since the very beginning when we relaunched the show back in March, I said that the first phase for the new Revive Happy Station would be two shows. First, at 100 and 1500 UTC. That would be repeated the following week. And then the week after that, two more new shows. Well, I am happy to announce that starting this month, the month of July, there'll be two new shows every week at 100 and 1500 UTC. So this show right now that you're listening to, I hope that you're listening to it, will not be repeated the following week, as the same with the show at 1500 UTC. So that is the second phase of the show. And yes. Okay, we've done that bit. All right, the next thing I want to say is hello to another member of the Happy Station team, Kevin Lee, who is right now in the control room, now has some company while I'm doing all my shtick. I put an ad in a newspaper a while ago here in Taipei saying that I was looking for somebody who can speak at least a few languages that would be interested in assisting for a radio show. And that's the only thing that I put. Anyway, a young guy by the name of Johan Backer, or Johan Baker, if you're American, replied to the position, and he came by the studio after we did last week's, after we did the show 2 weeks ago. I talked to him for a bit, and he is now going to be assisting us here on the Happy Station. Now, let me tell you a bit about Johan. Johan is from Rotterdam in the Netherlands. He is studying Chinese at Taiwan Normal University, or Taiwan National University, not Normal University. And he's been here in Taiwan for a few years. Now, he's going to be in charge of a few things. He is going to be in charge of helping design a website for the Happy Station. And he is also going to be in charge of sending out the QSL cards, building a database, and also transmitting the shows to WRMI, Radio Sonora, and World FM. And if you want, you can also write him in four languages. Now, not only does he speak Dutch, which he speaks very well, which he should because he is Dutch, but he also speaks English, French, and of course, Chinese. So we've been having a wonderful time just before we did today's show. I said to him, maybe at one point we should have you on. We can do like a Happy Station Eurovision kind of thing where we say, Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren. And buenas tardes, amigos. We just, you know, every single language. And then 55 minutes would go by and that would be the opening of the show. And then you'd have to tune in at 1500 hours just to hear the introduction to the first song. That would be very strange, wouldn't it? Anyway, Johan, welcome to the Happy Station, and I'm sure that our listeners will be looking forward to hearing from you. Now, the reason why I did ask for somebody to come and help with the production of the show is a very simple reason. You may or may not know this, but I also work at another radio station here in Taiwan, which is my full-time gig. So sometimes it's been taking me a while to send out QSL cards, and I really apologize for that, but it's a bit busy sometimes, so he is now busily sending ones out that came in over the last 2 weeks right away, which is a little faster than what I've been doing. So, Johan, thank you very much. Okay, so those are the first two things. Let's now have a little bit of music, and then when we come back, we're going to go to our listeners' corner and also say hello to some new fans on the Facebook page. Here's Elvis Presley. And what is the name of the song? Oh, there we go. In the Ghetto, here on the Happy Station.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? A child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Elvis Presley in the ghetto here on the Happy Station. Okay, I'd like to say hello to the following people. First to Sebastian Kaiser, who lives all the way in Germany. And also Patricia Colombert, I believe that's the name, Colombert. And also Meng Meng Ong, I think that's the pronunciation, who is from Malaysia. They are new Facebook Happy Station members, so thanks to all of you for joining up, as well as the ones that I didn't mention, because there's actually quite a few. And if you want to join the Happy Station Facebook page, it's easy, easy to do. If you are a member of Facebook, all you have to do is do a search for The Happy Station Show, and then join group, and then off you go. And there's all kinds of information there about upcoming programs and what goes on behind the scenes, as well as pictures. And you can also catch the podcast versions of the show after they air on the Happy Station Facebook page. Now, I told you about two things just a moment ago, but I wanted to now tell you about some special programs of Happy Station that are coming up over the next little while. We're going to be doing one show called A Tribute to Eddie Starts, with a very rare interview that Eddie did many, 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 many years ago that has never aired. And also a few bits that Eddie Starts recorded back in the 1950s when he was hosting Happy Station that were also never used. And I'm going to tell you about how I got hold of those when we do that show, which is quite fascinating. We also have a few interviews coming up, one with Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, Bob McGrath, who you know from Sesame Street, but before that he was with the Mitch Miller Singers. We're going to be doing Happy Station Classic Moments, which is going to be a lot of fun. We're also going to be doing Happy Station's Happy Birthday to Radio Australia, who this year, in the month of December, is going to be celebrating 70 years on the air. And we're also going to have a special Happy Station coming from Japan. Anyway, that's some of the programs coming up. So if you want to find out more about that, go to Facebook if you're signed up and just do a search for the Happy Station Show and you will find us and come in and join the fun. All right, now time to go to our listener's corner with Dan Srebnik.
From Aberdeen, New Jersey, just 25 miles south of New York City, this is Dan Srebnik. And Keith, it was great running into you on Facebook and chatting for a while. Technology's really changed since the original Happy Station left the air a number of years ago, but it's great, Keith, that you've brought it back to us all over the world through the magic of shortwave and the internet. Today is the summer solstice as I record this message, the 21st of June, and the summer solstice arrived at 5:45 UTC, although you would never know it from the weather today that it is truly summer. June seems to be the new April, as it has rained in the New York City area for weeks upon weeks. And I suppose in the southern hemisphere, it's the winter solstice, with people putting on snow boots and skis and getting ready for all of that winter fun. But that's the great thing about a program like the Happy Station. It can bridge us all over the world and bring us together as one community, one family of listeners. So again, Keith, thanks so much for resurrecting the Happy Station, bringing it to us around the world. And I'm sure as we continue to listen, you have many good programs in store for us in the future. From New Jersey, this is Dan Srebnick wishing you all 7-3.
Thank you very much, Dan. And if you want to have your message used on the show, you can send it a few different ways. The best way to send it, which is probably the most convenient, is sending it as an MP3 file, so record it on your computer or whatever else, and then email it to the email address that I'll give out to a moment. You can send real player files, MP3 files, and WAV files. WAV may be a bit too large for email. Try to keep to those three because, as I mentioned a while ago on the show, a few messages come in on a format that nobody was able to play. I couldn't play it on my computer. Kevin couldn't play it on his. I tried some friends' computers. There was no way, shape, or form that we were able to do it. So make sure that it's, like I said, MP3, Real Player, or WAV. Now, you can also send it in on audio cassette if you don't know how to record on your computer, or also send it on CD-ROM with the postal address that I will give later on in the show. But first, the email address, if you want to email it and also send me an email to say oogly oogly, whatever that means, the email address is very simple, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Once again, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. So I look forward to getting those. All right, the next song we're going to dedicate to Dan, because he mentioned that, you know, we're coming, it's already into the summer season. So I thought we have a little bit of summer music. Here's Chad and Jeremy with Summer Song.
Trees swaying in the summer, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain
against my window pane. I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. When the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you, and dream of you.
Chad and Jeremy with Summer Song here on The Happy Station. Well, when we relaunched the show, I said that I was going to have a contest giving away two shortwave receivers. The receivers are a SanGen ATS-909 and a SanGen ATS-606A. Well, the contest for that closed, and what you had to do, of course, is send in a reception report. Well, anybody who sent in a reception report would have been entered into the lucky draw, but the entries had to be received before the 1st of July. And, well, we just received the last one just a few days ago from, what's his name? Here we go, Hario. Yes, Hario Castillo. So thank you for that. And your name, of course, was entered into the lucky draw. Anyway, before we did today's show, just before 100 UTC, we put all the names into kind of a plastic container. And then we chose one. So the winner, and, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to let you know that the second radio, we're not going to do the two drawings on one show. One will be for this show and one will be for the show at 1500 UTC. So first the drawing for the ATS-606A. The winner for that radio is... I thought that music would never end. The winner for the SanGen ATS-606A is Simon Delaney in Pittsburgh, New York. Simon Delaney in Pittsburgh, New York. Now, Simon, if you are listening right now, just to let you know, Johan has sent you an email. So do check your email. And if we don't hear a reply right away, we will call you with the phone number that you sent in April with your letter, just to confirm your address and everything so we can send out that radio right away. So you're the lucky winner of the ATS-606A, Simon Delaney in Pittsburgh, New York. And coming up today at 1500 UTC, we will be announcing the second winner for the SanGen ATS-909. All right, now time for mail call. Well, we have a letter here, which is actually very unusual. It's how many pages? It's 10 pages, but it's almost like three different letters. The letter comes to us from, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, I'm probably not, Pukerua Bay, that doesn't sound right, in New Zealand. This letter comes to us from Dini Lindberg, and he remembers Happy Station for many, many years. Now, the letter that he wrote was quite interesting because first he said, he lives in New Zealand, and I thought, wait a second, 9955 kilohertz doesn't reach New Zealand, so how did he listen? Then I thought, well, maybe he's close to Tawa and Redwood, where the show is carried on World FM at 88.5. Well, he doesn't live in that area, but he was in the area on June the 6th and listened to the entire show from 10 to 10:55 UTC on 88.5. And then he also heard the show on June 4th on 9955 kilohertz. Now, how did he listen to 9955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC, which is directed to South America? Well, very simple. There is a website that he writes about here called globaltuners.com. That's globaltuners.com. And he listened via their website, which is actually quite interesting. I checked it out myself. And what you can do is, if you're signed up, you can click on radios in different parts of the world and tune like you're normally tuning a shortwave radio. So that's how he heard that show. So it's very unusual. It's kind of like, how would you say, the shortwave via the internet, via shortwave, or some odd concoction like that. And then the other letter that he sent inside is actually about himself. He comes from a broadcasting background. And in fact, he worked at Radio New Zealand. Yes, he worked in the, and we got it right here, the technical department of Radio New Zealand. So, Dana, thank you very much for your very, very long letter. And your QSL card is on the way. And we have another one here, which comes to us. Let me see if I can find it. It is from Cuba. This letter comes to us from Ivan Gonzalez Castello, or no, I'm not pronouncing that. Anyway, Ivan Gonzalez, he listens to us for the transmission at 1500 UTC, and he says it's actually quite clear, despite a little bit of interference, which we won't get into, that actually is on top of the signal. So thanks a lot for that, and your QSL is also on the way. Now, one thing I want to mention. Now, some people may think, well, I gave away the first radio now and the second radio later, so there's nothing else, no more contest. No, you still get the QSL card, and everybody that did send in reception reports will be entered into another lucky draw automatically, which will be held at the end of the year, which will include a radio, some books, some CDs. It's one package, and I think you will definitely like it, but I'll tell you more about that much, much later on. So if you want to send in your reception report or letter or greeting or anything, the address is The Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, San Min Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, 22070, Republic of China. I'll say it a little bit slower. The Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Section 1, San Min Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, Republic of China, or ROC, 22070. All right, now time for music. Here's Bette Midler in the cool, cool, cool of the evening.
Sam wants to boil a ham. Grace votes for bouillabaisse stew. Jake wants a weenie baked steak and a layer cake. He'll get a tummy ache too. We'll rent a tent or teepee. Let the town crier cry. And if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening. Bumblebee. bee, let's have a jubilee. When, said the prairie hen, soon. Sure, said the dinosaur. Where, said the grizzly bear, under the light of a moon. How about your brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. You coming to the fracas over his fancy side. In the cool of evening, tell him I'll be there. In the cool of evening, better save a chair. When the party's getting the glow on, singing fills the air. There's fighting in a clink and there's something to drink, but you can tell him.
Rosemary Clooney in the cool, cool, cool of the evening. I wish, honestly, that's something I can say right now about Taipei. Evening, morning, midnight, afternoon, it is just hot. It made me think of a song the other day by Noah Coward, Mad Dogs and Englishmen. But in my case, Mad Dogs and a Canadian, that's what I say. And I have mad dogs, three of them, so it is appropriate. All right, let's now go to our birthday greetings.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, I'd like to wish happy birthday to the following people: Kenneth Beatty in the United Kingdom, Mohamed Al Nouemi, who lives in Toronto, Canada, and Richard Clifford, all the way in the USA. So happy birthday to you and many, many more.
One of the birthdays in there, by the way, came to us a bit late. It was meant to be airing on the show of June the 18th, but I only got it June the 19th. June the 20th. So I made an exception to squeeze it in. So if you want to have your birthday greetings in the show, send us an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. So for the three people that I mentioned during our birthday greetings, and for all of those celebrating birthdays today, let's now take a listen to Tom Meyer. Here's Tom with a beautiful song called Peaceful.
Sun up by giving him a fresh air full of the wind cup, and I won't be found in the shadows hiding sorrow, and I can wait for fate to bring around to me any part of my tomorrow. There's no one bending over my shoulder. settles in my mind. And I think of friends in the yesterday when my plans were giggled in rhyme. I had a son while on the run, and his love brought a tear to my eye. And maybe someday he will up and say that I'm a pretty nice guy. Oh my, oh my, 'cause it's so, so peaceful here. There's no one bending over my shoulder, nobody breathing in my ear. Oh, so peaceful here.
Oh, so peaceful.
Oh, so peaceful.
Tom Meyer and Peaceful here on the Happy Station. Now, you may have heard me mention before, but Taiwan sits upon a very active earthquake fault known as the Ring of Fire, which circles the globe, beginning like in California, up north, down under Japan, Indonesia, etc., etc. And last Sunday, it was just incredible because starting at around 1:45 in the afternoon local Taipei time, for maybe 12 hours, there was literally an earthquake almost every 45 minutes to 1 hour and a half. Now, if you live in Taipei, and if you've ever been here, it's actually normal to have little jolts every now and again. Usually they're very small, like between 3.5 and 4.5 on the Richter scale. But last Sunday, right until today, it has been extremely, extremely active. And there was one jolt of 5.6, and at home, the water in my fish tank was like swaying back and forth, and my shelves were moving back and forth and everything. And then I was like, okay, an earthquake. But then there was another one and another one and another one. It was very, very unusual. I have never seen that many in such a short period of time. In fact, right now I'm looking online at the website for the Central Weather Bureau in Taiwan. The website, by the way, is www.cwb.gov.tw. Again, www.cwb.gov.tw. And just since last Sunday, there has been 15 little jolts. And the jolts are taking place at an area not far from Taipei, well, relatively far, but driving distance, like a few hours, called Hualien City. So it's very unusual. I've never seen this many in such a short period of time. So it could either mean it's going to be a little short ones or a big one. I hope not. That will happen. The largest earthquake, by the way, that ever hit Taiwan that did a lot of damage was in 1999. And there were a lot of collapsed buildings and everything else. But when you live here in Taiwan, just like in Japan, after a while you get used to the little jolts. But it's how or what the little jolts could mean, if that means a bigger one coming. So hopefully, I'll keep my fingers crossed, it doesn't. Anyway, time for more music now. We're going to take a listen to a song that became a hit because of a radio station. The radio station is Radio Caroline. And this was a piece of music that they used to play quite frequently. It's called Soul Coaxing, and it's by Raymond Lefebvre and his orchestra. Raymond Lefebvre and his orchestra with Soul Coaxing here on the Happy Station Show, a song that was played a number of times in the old days of Radio Caroline. Now, a funny thing about my name, and I think I talked about this before, but somebody brought it up again. They say, well, how do you pronounce your last name, Perron or Perron or Perron? Well, there you go. There's three different pronunciations. Now, being of French extract, but born in Montreal, my dad is French. If you are French and the way I was when I was grown up, when I was growing up, the way it was pronounced in my family and at school was Perron. Keith Perron. First name English, second name French. English friends of mine, or Americans and British and Australian and everything, everybody else, used to say Perron. Keith Perron. And my friends in Cuba and Latin America always say Perron. That's right, with the R. Perron. Sounds like more R's. But anyway, there you go. Three different choices. It's up to you. Anyway, we have now time to squeeze in one more piece of music. And going through the literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of singles that I have, I came across one that I remember buying many years ago, and I'm surprised that it didn't sound scratch because I played it so often. Here's Soft Cell with Tainted Love. Tainted Love, Soft Cell, our last piece of music on this edition of the Happy Station for 100 UTC. Once again, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj, like peace, cheer, and joy, .happystation@gmail.com. And our snail mail address, if you want to receive a copy of our QSL card, the address is The Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, section, S-E-C-T-I-O-N 1, San Min, S-A-N-M-I-N Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan 22070. And if you didn't have time to write that down, you can check out the website for our relay in the U.S., which is WRMI at www.wrmi.net. Click on Happy Station, and you'll find the information there. And also, by the way, if you do send me an email, include your address as well so we can get you a QSL at the same time. I don't want to leave anybody out anymore. So, yes, even by email, yes, you will get a QSL. Okay, then. Coming up at 1500 UTC today, we will be announcing the second winner for that shortwave radio, the Sanjen ATS-909. And that's coming up for the program today at 1500 UTC on 9955 kilohertz and to listeners all around the world. All right. I have to end it now. I must say, you know, so long and the whole thing. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Perron. All the way in Taipei, Taiwan, ROC, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.